Pilates and the cycling helps your knee pain.
Yeah.
And you're not going to listen to this recent review. Tell us, is it reliable or not?
So we're just talking about the Cochrane review. So this is kind of a similar study, an international study, including some Australian researchers, but not the ones we're about to speak to, which looks at the evidence of whether or not exercise improves osteoarthritis. And they particularly looked at the hand, osteoarthritis of the hand, osteoarthritis of the hip, and knee osteoarthritis. And they came to a conclusion is that there was two-thirds of BO, effectively, on osteoarthritis, which was kind of counterintuitive that they found when they reviewed all the evidence that there wasn't much of an effect. So I thought we should get a couple of commentators on this who are heavily steeped in osteoarthritis and the epidemiology of it. There's Professor Manuela Ferreira, who is Professor of Musculoskeletal Health and Program Head of the research program in musculoskeletal health at the George Institute, and an old friend of the Health Report, Professor David Hunter from the University of Sydney and Royal North Shore Hospital, to talk about this research and whether or not it's as it says. And it's nuanced, as they say. Here's Manuela.
They looked at a lot of evidence. It's almost like getting a fruit basket and putting everything in there and trying to come up with a definition for what fruit is. So I don't agree with the exercise doesn't work. The message that I got out of it was we need better evidence on exercise, especially some types of exercise.
So what type of exercise did they look at? Did they look at physiotherapy as well as going to the gym? I mean, what was the range of exercise they looked at?
They mixed everything, strengthening, mind, body, aerobic, everything together.
So David, what do we know that works then if you slice and dice?
We know that exercise has small effects, and I think this reinforces evidence from other studies. The nuance of the interpretation here is that taking a one-size-fits-all approach and applying one exercise prescription for the whole population is likely to come out with the effects that we're seeing here, which are small effects, they're positive effects. But when you take a population of people and you apply one particular type of exercise, it doesn't work for everybody. So I think we have to be nuanced in our approach to this exercise, making sure that is done and undertaken according to their goals, the preferences that they have for different types of intervention and their ability to stick to it long term. And it needs to be done as part of a package. You know, a person needs both to do the strengthening exercise, both to do some physical activity if they're above a healthy weight to lose weight, and then to look at other therapies as well, including appropriate use of analgesics, braces, shoes, and not just to look at this as a one-size-fits-all.
So Manuela, let's just take the anatomical parts of the body separately as part of the study. So hand arthritis, I mean, I fail to appreciate how exercise could help hand arthritis, particularly since my understanding of hand osteoarthritis is that it's metabolic. In other words, they're not weight-bearing joints. It's part of being overweight, having inflammation in your body, and it's expressed in your hands. I mean, why would you expect exercise to help hand arthritis?
You have to look at the specific trials on hand osteoarthritis. And I don't think that they were looking at general exercises. I think they were looking at specific and focused exercises for hand osteoarthritis. I think hand osteoarthritis in particular, there is very little evidence on a number of different treatments, including exercise.
Just a quick comment on the hand arthritis. I mean, again, I think it's got a small effect, but I think it needs to be done as part of a package. We've done a trial recently where we used a combination of exercise, a topical anti-inflammatory, and a sleeve, in particular in people who've got base of thumb. But I think the exercise plays a really important role to maintain the range of motion, to prevent people losing function, and I think needs to be a really key part of that.
What about knee and hip, David? I mean, I've heard that once you've got hip arthritis, exercise, apart from getting you fit for your operation, doesn't really change the direction.
For hip arthritis, I think the message is not dissimilar, that this needs to be seen as a part of a package. There's been some wonderful recent evidence coming out of a group in the UK looking at a particular cycling intervention, which I know, obviously, Norman, you'll be enthusiastic about, showing that the effects of cycling were at least as good, if not better, than a program of physiotherapy. Tai Chi, yoga have also been shown to have some effects there, but the effects are modest. And oftentimes, particularly in people that have got later stage disease, the effects are not as great as what they are likely to see from joint replacement. But again, I still think appropriate to undertake those core treatments before we get a person to surgery.
So what about the joint that everybody's talking about, the knee?
For knee arthritis, I think the key message here is irrespective of who you are, exercise is still likely to be a meaningful part of your treatment for osteoarthritis. But again, needs to be undertaken in a way that's mindful of what you want to achieve. So, you know, it might be you want to walk the Camino, it might be you want to walk Kilimanjaro, it might be you just want to walk down the street to pick up your kids from the school. Mindful of your goals, what your preferences are as far as exercise is concerned. So it's all very well and good for me to tell older women that I want them to get into a pool to do hydrotherapy, but if they haven't been in a swimsuit for 50 years, then they're not likely to undertake that. So we need to make sure that whatever we recommend is something they're likely to do and something they're able to stick to. Because maintaining activity, maintaining function, maintaining strength for them is going to be really key and critical longer term.
But is there any evidence that it can avoid knee replacement?
So exercise alone is unlikely to be sufficient to do that. But if you do that in the context of maintaining physical activity, maintaining a healthy weight, using it as part of adjunctive therapies, there is good evidence to suggest that you can avoid joint replacements.
So Manuela, it's a bit unsettling when you get this kind of review. What's the state of research into osteoarthritis at the moment and the degree to which we can trust it? Well, of course we can trust yours, but what everybody else's, you know?
You can trust David's. When you look at these trials, you have to take into consideration the outcome measures that they are using, and all of it is based on pain and function. But as David was alluding to, you have a number of other benefits of exercise that haven't been really discussed, especially at the age that the risk of osteoarthritis increases in people. There are a number of other non-communicable diseases, or the risk of a number of other non-communicable diseases also increase, trying to control the risk of cardiovascular disease, of diabetes, etc., depression, even cancer, etc. So there are a number of other benefits. I think we need to get out of the silos of osteoarthritis or back pain or diabetes and start looking at how these diseases interact with one another and how interventions can actually contribute to addressing these different conditions.
The key message here is really to get engaged and be proactive about your care. And exercise is one part of that puzzle. And Norman, if we take you as an example, it's really important you continue to identify what works for you and don't think that one particular solution is going to be the remedy for all of your symptoms.
It's the only reason I had you on, David, for a free consultation, so thank you. That was David Hunter, who's Professor of Rheumatology at the University of Sydney and Royal North Shore Hospital. And before him, Manuela Ferreira, who's Professor of Musculoskeletal Health and Program Head of Musculoskeletal Health at the George Institute at the University of New South Wales.
Well, the takeaway appears to be keep moving.
Yeah, and it's multidimensional. That you want to keep fit, you want your whole body to be fit, you want to keep your weight down. And there are probably specific exercises that can make that your specific joint a bit better.
And today we're going to go from one joint issue to another. Coming up in the show, you're going to hear all about gout and recent updates.